listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
I need the
radio line. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on this Easter holiday. I know that many right now have that faith and are looking towards the hills from whence they come. As Jesus showed us of how many miracles are happening on this earth now as it was in the days when he walked the land before he joined the Father. You know, my friends, sometimes we lose that faith that we have and we sit down and wonder if Satan is stronger than God. But there is nothing stronger than the Heavenly Father. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Right now, my friends, no matter what your problem is, my friend, there's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children. As Jesus told one to take that bed up and go. As Jesus told the others, go and throw your nets over there. As Jesus showed them that they can walk and come by through the water, he says, oh, ye of little faith, as he lost his mind to look towards the sides and wondered if he was really doing it. Yes, friends, if you are in need, if there is a situation that is troubling you in your home and there's no peace, if there's a problem on that job that there is no growth, if there's a situation to where you have physical problems and been back and forth to the doctors, I want to show you, my friends, that in the days of old, there always used to be someone that can walk off through the woods with a croaker sock across their back, come back, board it, steep it, and strain it, so they can make it back to the fields the next day without that pain, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Some right now have kidney problems. Some right now have diabetes. Some right now are looking to grow hair on their head, or even that nature. My friend is on vacation. I want you, my friends that are in need, you, my friends that are having trouble, you, my friends that are looking forward, looking to the hills from which cometh your help, to step out on faith, my friends. Write down the telephone number, my friends. I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready, friends. Write us, my friends. Whatever donation you send it to from your heart. If it's not from that heart, my friend, that heart that you have within your soul, your mind, your spirit, it's not going to do either of us any good. And we're looking for growth on all levels. Those of you that need financial help, those of you right now that are troubled about situations of growing within schools or in your homes, some right now saying they're dealing with evildoers. Those that are putting it around their home and inside their home and dressing their homes, you never know what someone might do. They might even take some urine and pour in front of your door. You know, some people are just that mad and nasty in the mind. It boggles the mind to where you are living and how you are living and what you have seen with your own sight, or someone have told you about it. And you say, well, I just can't believe that. But I'm asking you, my friends, to watch as well as pray. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages with that bottle of Master Stroke Oil, that prayer cloth that'll keep you within your spirit up above this ground to where that prayer is with you at all times. Yes, and across. I want you to take that mind and that spirit, my friends, and use it to grow. Use it to keep your mind and your spirit together and your body. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Again, telephone number, my friends. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number, my friend.
God, is this Jesus here on earth?
No, I'm not Jesus now. I'm a long way from being.
Anyone can put the kind of smile on my daughter's face that was on there.
Yeah, because she, well, we know about her.
Oh, I know my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, you just don't realize that smile was up. $1 million smile.
Just when you mentioned my name. But it was good. It's good for everything around you to be turning around in a much pleasanter atmosphere.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. It certainly is.
When you first called, you really didn't know whether to try it or not, did you?
Well, I tell you, just like I said,
After you listened to the broadcast.
After listening to the broadcast and hearing, you know, the, your patrons, testify.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard now to believe, you know, everything you hear.
Yes,
you understand? And I communicate, Reverend Gregory, I communicate with the lots of preachers, women and men, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, you know, testaments and things from others about others. And, I calls and maybe sends in my, you know, write and send in my prayer requests, you know, to be prayed for and, you know, for my family and all to be prayed for. And but you is just an unusual, I just can't hardly explain it.
I'm glad things are turning around like they are. Because at one time, you really didn't even want to be where you are now, but now it's just so welcoming there, you don't know where you want to get your own place or not, do you?
Oh, my God, my friends, our time is drawing down. Let us join each other for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're on the job or driving, my friends, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as our voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone on the other side of town or in another county that's having the same trouble that you're having right now. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on that radio. Hug your child for just 1 minute, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer.
And he will be there.
I thank God for being here with you on another Lord's Day, and we're praying that everyone that's in need of God's prayer comes through. My friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Send that prayer request today. In the meantime, my friend, don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. For God is God can, and there is no failure in God. If you have just that faith, my friends, just that faith. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. Friends, a little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach, after it's all gone, my friends, is something else to get it back. Oh, my God. Again, that telephone number, my friends, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, if you have just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, you too can come through. Whether there's a physical problem, my friends, with that arthritis, gout, oh my God, and more, or you have problems with demons around you and evildoers throwing those stones and stumbling blocks, and you're saying to yourself, you're just tired of it, and it got to be another way. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Oh, my God, our time is drawing down, my friends. Oh, good God. I'm asking you to pray over everything you do. Again, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta asking you not to give up, my friends. No matter where you've been in the past or what you have planned, I'm asking you not to give up. If I cannot help you through the power of God, I'm sure enough that God will not harm you. Again, friends, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. May God bless you, friends. May God keep you until we meet again, my friend. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.